Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen.
Meet it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, gay wads, what's going on? I got a special guest tonight, and it's Don Vito.
Oh, man, what's up?
Vito.
What?
Shit Goose is here also, but I just need to know, why are you pouring a Busch beer into a Bud bottle?
makes it taste like Budweiser. It has molecules in it.
It's still a Busch, though.
No, it's Budweiser, man. You're
pouring a Busch beer because you ran out of Budweiser.
Budweiser inside the bottle. And
there is not. There's probably like... three molecules of Budweiser of the leftovers.
It's enough to make it turn into Budweiser. And you know why I got no Budweiser? Because I didn't have time to get any.
What's wrong with Busch?
It's all right, but Budweiser's better.
Yeah, but I agree.
Why?
But if you're pouring Busch into an empty Bud bottle, it's still Busch.
It's psychological. You see the Budweiser on the outside. And
you just want to fool your brain into thinking that it's still Budweiser.
Yes.
Does it taste like Budweiser when it's in the bottle?
You're from a crazy family. I just seen Mama.
You're from a crazy family?
That's why I ran out of Budweiser.
Yeah, Vito, you
I'd like to see Mama in the nursery.
Were you drinking Budweiser in the nursery room?
I gave Mama one.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
she doesn't drink beer.
Yes, she does. She had one tonight.
You swear to God?
Yes. She wants you to go see her. That's why I was late. I didn't have time to get a six-pack.
I've never seen my mom drink beer my entire life.
Well, go to the nursing home.
Why? Because she's getting...
Yes. Because she wants to see you before you go away for your 3 weeks for Jackass.
I will.
So go see her.
Can I go over there tonight? Well, after the show?
Yeah. Well, visiting hours are 8. Yeah. They'll let you in, I'm sure.
I'll just be a little late.
Yeah.
When are you going?
But if not, we're going to Antonio's tomorrow.
I'll go.
6-7, yeah.
Some veal scallops.
Then the DuPonts?
Yes, the DuPonts will be
there. You going to get some veal scallopinis?
Yeah, my mom and Pop Up will be there.
What's the occasion?
When do you leave again? Wednesday?
Vito just chills with the DuPonts. Yeah. Like,
the
DuPonts
crazy
are the rich people from Delaware who own 50% of the land, and they're
and
chilling with scumbag Vito.
They just gave Ethan about $1,000 worth of toy trains.
That's really?
Thomas, James the Train and Thomas the Train.
Yeah.
The whole set. Whole collection.
Don't you have a Lamborghini, too?
I got a rich girlfriend. It's nice to have a rich girlfriend.
It's your girlfriend.
Yes.
I thought you were going to L.A. this week.
Well, yes, you see, my mom, DeMar Antonio. Hey, it's Bill Scalapini, poor
girl. Have a Budweiser, babe.
Yeah, hand me a Bud.
I brought some Bud Lights.
Right. Bud Light. Why the hell? I don't know if he has Bud Light.
Do you like Bud Light? What would you rather have, a full Busch beer or a Bud Light?
Bud Light.
Hell yeah.
Just because it says the word.
Well, I had Busch back when I was a kid. It was like $4 a... It's all. It's probably $5 a case.
If I could, I'd get
they're
a Budweiser.
They're sitting on the icest cold ice ever.
All right, but that's
beer plus ice. What's your mathematical equation?
I went to 50 colleges. Beer plus ice equals ice cold beer.
That's your equation?
Yeah, studentcity.com.
How long did it take for you to figure that one out?
30 years.
30
and nobody knows how to do it. I got to get beer, there's no ice.
No one really knows how to do it. Vito's just sitting there one day and goes, beer I just figured ice. Out a mathematical equation after 30 years. Beer plus ice equals ice cold
and
beer.
And a lot of people don't get it, believe it or not.
They really don't. Even some bars don't get it.
Vito,
if you're sitting in the freezer and then you put another one in, you got to rotate.
Can you put it in the freezer or does it freeze?
No, you got time to get another one. It doesn't freeze. You drink it quick enough, unless you're lightweight.
If you're lightweight,
then it'll freeze. You put one in, you take one out. By the time the other one's done, it's nice cold. If you're a lightweight, it's sat in there too long. It freezes.
Yo, you gotta get a Budweiser tattoo. Right across the stomach.
We need
a Budweiser commercial.
Let's
drink that right card. Okay, just drink that big Budweiser.
Yo, let's do that. Let's call up my manager.
Let's do it.
Yo, dude, but Vito, you know, I have the new so Guns N' Roses. It leaked all over the internet, and now... some of them are a little iffy, but the first track is fucking
sick-ass.
This
song is awesome.
They're not going to make it.
Agree.
Jesse, CKY.
You don't think they're going to make it?
They got short rides. So he plays
dude, he tried to... Axl
Stone. CKY started the ride.
He tried
the ride.
Tommy Hilfiger. Like, Tommy Hilfiger. Oh, it was because I think he bumped into his girlfriend or something, and then...
It's like some
And it was for Rosario Dawson's party.
Party.
Oh,
wait. And maybe after a song we get into this, did you hear about...
Yeah, give me a copy of CKY.
Whenever
give me time to judge the roses. Yeah. Whatever you got. Give me something. I need something.
I'm going to...
I'm hungry. I didn't have nothing to eat.
You're going to eat up this Guns N' Roses right now. Oh, there's food in there. Fat
Yeah, I need provolone. Right? I need some provolone.
Why don't you give him that sausage pepper?
Provolone! I want some provolone.
Jesus Christ. Let's hear some GNR track one. This is the new GNR. It leaked on the internet. Now sure I'm playing it.
Track two.
This is Radio Bam. Cheers 28. Function.
Let me go.
The hottest spot. right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
I'm Faxon 28.
You like that, Vito?
What, how'd you find in my ass?
Beads?
You found ass beads.
I heard you got ass beads in your ass. No, babe, you got to retrain your girlfriend already.
Why?
Because she bought me my step pepper. I'm eating. I also asked for a Budweiser out of the freezer, a Bud Light, whatever you got. Why do I got it? Wanted? I didn't say put it. Put one in. I need
one
now.
I thought you said put one in the freezer.
See, you're hard of hearing. Get out of hearing aid. I need a Budweiser.
You need a hearing aid.
I'm having a Budweiser attack right
now. When Vito has a Budweiser attack.
As you take one out.
Vincent Roy.
Yes. Take one
you
out.
Know that means
I know
Vincent.
That's our secret word. Okay.
Vincent, when you're away.
When I'm away. She traveled with me into the airport from California. Yeah. To Las Vegas. No, Las Vegas.
She said she was on the same plane. Officially bonded.
Oh, she got drunk. Yes. We traveled for an hour. We got delayed for 3 hours in first class. An hour on the runway. We got drunk.
She got some field on her when you got her drunk.
Yes, I had to help her. She carried my luggage for me.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. She did nice. And we stopped and had that 1 hour delay in Chicago. We had to drink more beer.
We had to. Why'd you have to?
Next time we'll take coach and get home.
Why'd you have
hours.
To drink beer?
It took us 12 goddamn hours to get home from Las Vegas.
Did it?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That was a long trip. I'm going to miss it. Yes.
Just
now she's a teacher. With beer plus ice equals ice cold beer.
Is anyone familiar with Brandon Davis?
Mm-mm.
If
you're going to sit here, then put on a headphone.
Dico actually flew?
Apparently. Yeah.
Is there
wait, Missy can explain
here,
it. Good.
Can you sit over here, baby?
Here. This is kind of funny.
Here's Bam's hot girlfriend. Is that her ass right there on the wall?
Yeah.
Is it? Which, I seen her ass. It looked better than me.
What about my ass?
Who's Brandon Davis?
Down in Ocean City.
He's like,
Brandon Davis is like a rich socialite.
Is he rich from his parents or is he rich because he earned it?
He's rich from his parents.
Grandparents.
Oh, God, is he one of those oil dudes?
Yeah. I never heard of him.
Jesus Christ. Well, haven't we met enough oil dudes that are famous from their parents?
All right. Apparently, he was like leaving a club.
I'm probably going to hate him even
with
if
Paris Hilton.
Nice.
And all these video cameras were filming him. He's just like walking down the street like going, Lindsay Lohan has a 7 foot clit. No, 7 inch clit. And dude, he's like, she's got a fire pussy. Fuck her! Like just dissing her so
how
hard.
Come?
No clue. Apparently, I don't know.
Did he even
Paris
fuck her?
Hilton was with him and like co-signed the whole thing.
Nikki Hilton has a better ass.
I'm sure that
I grabbed Nikki Hilton's ass.
I'm sure you did.
I
remember she was my
escort. I'm sure Paris and fucking Lindsay all fucked the same 20 dudes in L.A.
Yeah. So he leaves right before he leaves in the car with Paris. He goes. She only has $7 million, and she lives in a motel in New York.
Oh, God, fuck you, Brandon Davis.
She's poor.
Oh, she's poor. She lives in a fucking motel. Yeah, you didn't even earn your money, you fucking homo.
My bitch has $50 billion and half a state of Delaware.
Did you?
We just made out and kissed her and spelled her up a call. I didn't get the fuck with her. I'm trying. She's having problems.
She
wants to leave her husband.
For you?
They're all senile.
Well, those DuPonts are nuts, dude. They're all inbred.
Well, these are Italian girls.
I think
smart girls.
Brandon Davis
they're trying to get some money. If she takes a boat ride, she ain't coming back.
Inbred
the last
Jen.
One, Campagna's killed the last one of them.
Say inbred
he's
Jen.
He's in jail now. Inbred Jen.
Inbred Jen.
Yeah, your ex-girlfriend. She's on it. I was at getting my social security.
Oh, God.
Girl,
don't even
he said Jen.
He didn't say Jen. He said Jen.
Well, the ex-girl's getting disability from social security. I'm going to get a new card. Remember I lost my wallet?
Yeah.
I had to get a new card because MTV has a check for when they got my social
Jen's
security.
Jen's getting disability. What's she disabled for?
She's on heroin, I think, because he's all skinny. He weighs about 80 pounds.
What?
She's going to die.
Jesus.
She can't work. She's on drugs, basically. She's
oh, yeah, she is.
Disabilities for people who are genuinely disabled, not
like
drug addicts.
She's gonna find a way to.
Bam made her crazy.
Anyway.
Sounds like she's doing pretty good.
On her application, that Bam made her crazy. That's a new girlfriend.
That's the application. I made her crazy.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah. Jeez. Put all the credit cards under the rug. Of course, I made her crazy. Where the fuck?
She's
are my
out,
credit
all, cards? Out of all the eBay stuff sold.
It's all sold on eBay.
Oh, the eBay. Remember that? She tried to sell a bus.
More fences.
No, she tried to sell an appointment to have lunch with her at Iron Hill.
A tell-all dinner.
Yeah.
Tell everything about.
Ape wanted to win. That
I think Ryan
and show up
built,
so bad.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been great.
She was sitting there
email
and
said,
showed up.
Said, fuck you, whore.
What did that say?
Fuck you, whore. Yahoo.com. The $14,500 bid, it wasn't a true bid.
She's selling the ring, too.
Well, that's what happened was a lot of people made fake names. Like, I think Rogers did one. Started bidding on everything.
$10,000
for
everything.
Yeah. And then you just, yeah.
What a low point.
I think she's trying to sell a bus, though. A school bus.
I kid you not. Who the hell has a school bus?
I don't know, dude. That's the past.
Interesting.
Man, she must have just wanted your money. She went out with your
Vito, you know how I bought that BB gun?
Talked about 100 times, and then she said you're worse.
Oh, dude, this is... I know you're going to say this is sad.
I gave her so much, and she thinks she wound up with nothing.
No, you did. I seen your fucking...
What'd she do with your car?
Wrapped it around a tree, drunk with drugs.
The blue S4 crashed into
her
tree.
Her boyfriend fled the scene so quick.
And now where is the S4? It's a cubicle now.
That thing is a 1 foot by 1 foot square of metal in North Philly right now.
Did you see the pictures of it? And she walked away like, that story.
I got the photos are insane looking.
She's all bruised up. The car's all destroyed. She said, Jen, if you don't want to go to jail, you better drop this clean.
Yeah, the cops came up to me. They were just like... Yo, you wrecked your car. I'm like, what car? They're like, the blue Audi. I'm like, that's not mine. I gave it to Jenna. I even gave her a whole new title. They're like, well, she put the old one back on. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Plus, you're in Germany. Bam's in Germany. She said he must have sent somebody over.
And someone stole it. Someone stole it.
Yeah.
From her and then wrapped it around a tree.
Yeah, boyfriend stole
and conveniently put Bam's old license plate back on.
Weird.
All right, let's go back to Budweiser. That's an old story.
All right, let's go back to this BB gun situation last week.
Yeah. Now, did you see my BB gun? It's a rifle?
No, I haven't been here for a while.
Dude, I was just going outside firing at things, and then all of a sudden I see this bird just land right up on the deck. I'm like, oh, I gotta do it. I gotta aim. So I just aimed. Dude, I hit him square in the belly, and he died instantly. I saw him go, ooh! And I'm just like, oh, man, karma's gonna get me on that one. So then what do? I go to Wilmington to shoot a skate photo with G, and then I land the trick, and then I'm like, G, get your fisheye so we can reshoot it on a different angle. Then I try it again, and I twist my fucking ankle so hard.
So
I've been
hard,
out
dude.
Ever since. It's been a week.
You and Karma have the worst relationship.
Karma is real. I think that if you key a car, your car will get keyed. I think shit like that, because I remember when I was like 15, some like young dickhead pulled up to like Wawa and like his brand new Mercedes. He thought he was the man, and I was like pulling up with my Buick. I was all pissed off. I'm like, I'm keying that shit. And then I did, and now when I got the Hummer, that shit got keyed. You know, like, it might take a little bit of time, but I think that, like, karma will get you.
What about the kids that were driving by the one day, and they were talking shit on you or something, and they slammed into, like, a parked car?
Oh, my God! Dude, I was in Westchester walking down the street, and these kids are, like, looking in the sidewalk, driving down Westchester, and they're just like, yeah, Bam, I'm the fucking man, yeah! And then they just slam right into this fucking BMW, dude. I was on the floor doing somersaults crying. They felt so stupid. Think how dumb you would feel. Like, if you're going to talk shit on somebody, that's when you skid out and peel away and never see the person again. These dudes had to look at me for 30 minutes while they were filling out paperwork because they owe the BMW loads of money because they weren't paying attention.
You're sitting there just laughing across the street.
How humiliating. Yeah, Bam, I'm the fucking man. Boom. Oh, fuck, Brian, what are we going to do?
Then they look over and you're just sitting there pointing out.
I'm pointing and laughing. Like rolling around because it's so
funny. I wish I saw that. I'm need Budweiser. As soon as you're done.
They're G's
Budweiser. You just
Budweiser.
Got one. I'm having a Budweiser taco.
Is there any more left?
Well, give me a Bush. I'll dump it in here. Keep
I at least
going.
Want one.
You want a car?
Bam, that wasn't me to hit the goddamn kid.
They're Stella.
Yes, it
was. Not Bam Rexx. It was not me.
Yeah,
I was told. I seen Dunn the other fucking day. I seen him yesterday.
I'm calling.
I seen Dunn fucking 2 days ago when he came over to get something. And I told him to redo that fucking video.
Do you have a speakerphone, BlackBerry? Let's find a fuck out.
You didn't show any fucking on the show.
I have a
Get Ozzy.
And then everything's about done on the show.
I never jumped on the BlackBerry.
I yelled at him the other day. Dunn and Don Vito 40-day tour.
Oh, the Dunn and Don Vito video?
That fucking thing will put you to sleep. Just shows a little bit of pussy, a little bit of ass. It's fucking 50 bitches get fucked. You always think it's your spot.
50 Bigfoot.
He said we'll get sued if we show all the shit on the bus. He doesn't show.
Oh, probably.
You think?
Yeah, you probably get sued. Did they fill out release forms?
No, they don't do that.
Well, you can blur their faces.
They're drunk.
You can blur their faces if you want. Put like an X out.
I told Dunn to change it around.
Oh, that's a trio.
So much good shit happened, and he made it like it. Well, Deco.
How's the sound on it? Does it sound like shit?
Deco does some shit. I'll show it to you. I have it in my truck.
I could probably only tolerate
you
got to
re-edit
minutes.
It, because I told Dunn. He got mad at me, but I told him, Dunn, you got to redo this thing. You got to show better shit, show more tits. They already did that show. It's called Girls Going Wild. There's some fucking people
well,
buy
Girls Going
shit.
Wild, dude.
That's what I mean. But I'll see. Then he's doing the stupid shit that he does. He said, Angie got mad. What? 20-year-old pussies, and she even got mad. He said she can't be doing
who,
that.
Who, Dunn was?
Angie, but she was on the bus for 5 days. She was mad because she'd watch us hook up these young girls, and she was getting a little mad.
Yeah. Angie, was she getting jealous, mad, or mad because it's inappropriate?
No, it's not inappropriate. They're nice girls. What are you talking about?
No, I'm asking you. Was she mad because it was inappropriate or because she didn't want Dunn feeling asses and shit?
No, Dunn didn't. I was.
Why was she getting mad at you?
So she was probably thinking Don Vito's the bad influence on Ryan.
I don't know how it happens. It's the best job ever, though. All nice girls.
There's all those girls let it happen.
And Ben, what the fuck did you do? You didn't shut your trunk so you saw your Lamborghini.
Oh my God, dude. That April Vito
told me. She has what?
That's bullshit.
That Dunn should know cars.
If I forgot to shut the trunk, then how come the bill was $3,000 to get it fixed?
Because they jacked it up because they figured you're a fucking idiot. They might as well rip you the hell off. If you take things in the car, they can charge
you. The clutch was fucked. I drove it across the world in 8 days at 160 miles per hour. The clutch is gone.
I got like a little thing that has to hit. Trunk. Sometimes it's a stupid thing like Forger, but it gets an accident.
Sometimes it is, but in this case it wasn't. In this case, I drove from London to goddamn Serbia, and then Thailand to Alaska, and then Salt Lake to L.A. The car's fucked because I drove it around the world. The goddamn
I know they drain the gas out, so dirt gets in the carburetor, so that could be like a
carburetor smart way. That happens in a Chevrolet.
No, not when you drain all the
cars
gas.
Cars are fuel injected. They don't have cars.
Trevor, Dan, you're a fucking idiot, too.
What?
Christ, because you fucking... The trunk doesn't close. You get one bad Lamborghini. They fix it for $300. Then you're in California, and we have to go get a fucking check for $375,000 to buy another fucking Lamborghini.
It's loaded. Get mad.
You could have bought fucking goddamn fucking 20 fucking Tundras.
What am I going to do with 20 Tundras?
Hundreds of
that car's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Let me beat your fucking ass.
That Toyota's a piece
Bring
of shit.
Bring that thing over.
Ah, come
and
on.
And then I had to pick up your stupid black fucking whatever that thing's
Barry.
Mercedes. Because you got to inspect it while we're getting the check. And then I'm trying to turn your stupid ass radio. It won't come the hell on. We got to sit there with no radio. What the
you
fuck?
You probably don't know how to turn it on.
I turn the button. Because you come on. What is that? I'm pushing buttons, hitting shit, and nothing comes to it. It says radio show. How come it won't come on? What do you got? A special.
Is that English?
I want to listen to Chichester.
I don't know.
Talking like that, of
I'm
course you
to
could turn
the
it
radio
on.
Are you speaking Hook again?
Now, how do you turn your radio?
Are you speaking
how
Marcus
do you turn
Hook?
That on?
You're speaking Marcus
how
Hook.
How do you turn that Mercedes radio?
You just hit the button.
I hit every button.
All right, I'm gonna bring you to the car, and I want to see you turn it on.
All right, that's right. I drove it. Then I fucking hit the gas. It is fast. I shot through the hill.
It is fast.
But ain't more than
the goddamn 125. You let this fucker drive the S55.
I had three fucking Tundras in that fucking car there.
Wait, you drove the S55?
Yes.
Did you drive it like an ass?
No, because I don't drive like it. I drive nice. I just want to see why it was worth 125. Yeah.
Did you take?
I'd rather have three Tundras than that fucking stupid ass.
Why would I want 20 Tundras rather than a Lamborghini?
Because
what am I gonna do with 20 cars?
It's all in your fucking head. Because it's a better deal. You get a different Tundra.
No, he did not get a deal.
$375.
I can't believe you bought that fucking thing in Beverly Hills.
I'm not impressed with that
you got ripped off. At least $50,000.
Well, why was it $370 in FC Kerbeck when I went there and it was $348, but with taxes, $375?
Yeah, you can get it for $320 on eBay, I think.
Bullshit, yeah.
Linda DuPont said she's going to save you fucking $40,000, then you do it while she's away.
Yeah, but that's the color I wanted.
Bam.
She could have got that color.
No, the blue's a nice color.
You got to slow the hell down. I was able to punch her right in the face or something.
The new Mercy's nice. I like it.
How are my taxes? Am I still making it?
Yeah, dude, that's a big. We got to pay it.
All right, everybody. If you recorded this CD, rewind a minute back where you couldn't tell what Vito was talking about. He does my
it's
taxes.
Bipolar.
Oh, and mine too.
You're bipolar. Vito, you're bipolar.
You have 150,000 credit right now, so you're doing good. And now you're making all these other fucking millions. I got to send fucking a $500,000 check away just for them. So they can buy a fucking tanker.
Do you say the F word to the tax man? Like how you say
they can buy a tank. Get nice letters, so everything's good.
You get nice letters?
Yeah.
When you write down paragraphs, do you have to put fucking in there?
All the time, dude. Believe me.
Bam, you just bought a tank.
We're off by $5,000. Motherfuckers sent it. Like, but the Jones Center forgot to send a 1099. And we had to spend $2,700 because we didn't know you had it. So out of fucking $3 million, we're $5,000 off, and they fucking audited it, and we had to pay $2,500.
So they did an audit, and they didn't find they found the Jones thing.
Yeah, everything's good.
Well, did you tell them?
Pay the goddamn check, and I had to pay $100.
I'm asking nicely. Yes. Did the tax man know that you honestly didn't know about that Jones?
Yeah, we wrote a letter, and everything was good.
Oh, you wrote a letter saying that they never told you.
Yeah, but you haven't got the 1099s.
Bam, you should give the charity.
It's Phil's fault. He should have fucking...
Charity? I'd rather give the Tony Hawk Skate Park Foundation.
There you go.
Bam, Phil did not give me the 1099, so it wasn't my fault. But he never got it, so it wasn't really his fault. So he'll keep better records.
Think about it. Charity. Shit. If I needed to make a full-blown write-off, I'd rather make a goddamn movie rather than giving away $200.
Hey, isn't the Lambo's a write-off?
No,
right?
No, it ain't.
It's not?
Why not?
No, because you're fucking perky. You fucking drive it one fucking time. It's a, you might get a little bit off one, but that's the stupidest purchase you ever made in your life. You bought a goddamn house for that, made a million. It was a stupid thing to do.
I like it.
I like it, too.
You bought a house and made...
I have a house.
You bought more house.
I don't want more house.
Cars,
I want more cars.
Bam has houses.
Dude, if you fuck up one day, buy more real estate. Don't buy fucking cars.
I don't want real estate. I like the house I have.
You're blocking no more
cars. The last thing I want to do
is... No more fucking cars!
Yes, sir.
Wait, did you take the nice girl in the S55?
Getting retrained. I
bet you got some play in the S55.
You have an intervention after this because you're not buying...
An intervention?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
you're losing your mind. You cannot do that. Just do that, and then after you, can,
I like cars.
Once you have to build,
you like property.
You don't
I
have
like
enough
cars.
Right now,
but cars investments go down. Your Gallardo is probably worth $120,000 right now.
Kerry says that he knows a guy in Miami that wants to buy it for $165,000 right now.
Well, that's it's your name. I would do it.
I still want to drive it right now.
Offer you that much.
I don't need the money.
What's this? A smorgasbord? A Corona now?
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. What did he start doing?
Jesus. Dude, look how hot Natalie is.
Damn, what the hell?
Turn around.
Look at her goddamn picture.
Put a headset on her.
Who's the model?
Natalie, what the hell happened to you?
What are you doing?
Model.
She got her
nipple. What are you
doing? Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Come here. She's not breaking the shit.
Sorry.
Do you like her rack?
Bend over. Drop something again.
Now that they lost
at least
40 pounds.
I did. I lost 42 pounds.
Are you serious?
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Not in the breast, though. The breast is about 30 pounds.
I still have my boobs. I kept my boobs, though. No, they're like minor beats.
No, get the fuck
out. They still got a waffle boy?
Jesus Christ. Missy, now you said that she lost some weight, but you didn't say that much.
That much. Yeah. You're looking foxy.
This is beer on my dick, not cum, just so you know. This sweat spot's beer, just so you know.
Have you ever met Don Vito yet?
I met you like 20 times.
I was like, probably drunk.
Guess where I saw you?
You're 40 pounds heavier. Now I noticed.
Right. At Max's, I saw you one time.
At Max's? Maximilian's?
No, Maximilian's.
Maximilian's?
Maximilian's. Maximilian's.
Our favorite white trash spot.
That's a nice spot.
We're
going on Antonio.
Vito, would you do things that you might regret? With her?
I regret.
I heard you have a girlfriend.
A nice girl.
Yeah.
Is that your ass on the wall here?
Good job.
He had his nice girl
is that your
in
ass
the
ass
S55.
He has his bitch's ass on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's mine. That's me.
All right, bend over. Let me see.
Sure. No problem.
Let's match it and see if you're telling the truth.
I got the camera.
I still got the junk in my trunk. I still got a badonkadonk.
Yeah, that's
all.
Where's Kim?
I think you lost it.
Kim, she's working.
Holy shit, we need to play some Children of Bodom.
We got to dedicate this to Natalie.
Let's see if you like death metal. You ready? This is Children of Bodom from Finland. This is an older track. It's track 5. Shut the hell up and play it. This is Radio Don Vito tonight. Series 28 Faction.
What the fuck you say? Is it serious? Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
I'm sitting here with Don Vito, Missy, Shit Goose, Oz, and our special guest, Natalie, who lost 30 pounds.
42.
Are you still dating Belgian boy?
He makes up his mind every other day.
Oh, he must be so jealous.
Yo, just suck a new dude's dick, dude.
You could get...
That'll get...
God.
Well, no, I'm not too good at that.
She's sucking listen. Oh! Natalie, this is what you have to do. Suck a new dude's dick and let him find out about it. And then he goes, what the hell are you doing? Just to say, make up your fucking mind, asshole. You know what I mean? Like, he says that you're together, and then he says that you're not together, and then he says you're together. Go suck somebody's dick, and you'll see how much together
I would just dump his ass like trash on Thursday.
She put her tongue out like she was sucking your dick. Yes, you were. I seen your tongue.
He says he needs a classy girl.
Should I take the Viagra?
So, you're classy. You've been going
Go suck somebody's dick then.
Yeah, I'm classy.
I'm going to take a Viagra now, just in case.
I don't know.
Vito's taking a Viagra right now.
Yeah, just in case.
Oh, you really got him?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see that. That's a Vicodin.
Yeah, you want that?
I don't want it.
That's his happy pocket. He's digging into right now. Right, so what else he got in there?
What does he consider classy?
He says I act like white trash. They call me NASCAR Nat.
Is that a Viagra? Let me see. Let me see your tongue.
Why?
Tell me. Let me see.
Why? You guys got no idea, right there.
Vito just took like a horse pill.
You took one before. You took an extra 2 inches. Right here. Take you one.
It doesn't add anything. Let me see.
You ate one before. You
that I know. I don't think it worked.
No. Remember last week?
Pop it now, because you know she's going to fuck it.
Someone roofied Bam's drink last week at Kildare's.
I don't think so. Oh, I heard. I think I was just drinking.
What happened? Everyone was asking me, like, dude, what's up with your boy? Like, he was pissing on the band or something.
You pissed on me.
There was a stage or something. They're like, yeah, he was pissing all over the place. Morgan is territory in the place. Like,
Jason used to
I blacked out.
Bam, Jason used to take them. He used to go on my door and grab them. Yeah. I gave Rob Robinson one, too. He's fucking his bitch, too. Everybody likes him.
Everybody likes
him. He took one before. We gave Rob one, remember? He was laying on fire with his, trying to fuck bitches on the floor. It does help a lot.
What happened to Rob?
Take it down in 40 minutes. We'll be fucking before the show goes off the air.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Take one right now.
I'll take it tonight when the time is right.
Okay.
Because we're going to High Street Cafe. They just got their liquor license feed up.
But I
got
to wake up 6 in the morning to go to WIP.
Oh, you could have a beer at 8.
I can do that. I'll probably still be drinking at 6 in the morning. You got to do that.
You'll wake up and drink.
Are you going to any tours soon?
You'll find some random dude.
Bam's supposed to be there. They're giving you $5,000. And then Phil,
I can. I got a film jacket.
Well, dude, they better not blow this because it's just me and Phil. You're supposed to walk tarred.
No, you and Phil can handle it.
I think they will.
I mean, I'm under contract with Paramount. There's nothing I can do about it.
No, fucking him's playing the tent. That's why you're going to see him. I know it is.
I didn't even know that. Yes, where are they playing at?
In wherever you're going to be, because Phil said that's why you're not going.
I didn't even know that they were playing.
The tent they're playing wherever you're going to be.
I don't go on the internet. How am I supposed to?
Well, apparently Phil said.
Yeah, and everyone thinks Bam has a MySpace, too.
That's the last thing. I never even signed on to MySpace.
Bisexual boyfriend, Bill Lavalle.
If anybody's talking to me on MySpace,
I have MySpace.
Definitely not.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Me, Missy, Natalie, and Oz do have MySpace, but Bam does not have it, so delete
Ryan, Ryan Aldi was like, yo, Bam, what's going on? The kid was like, nothing much, just chilling in Westchester. He's like, no, you're not. You're in Brussels right now. I just talked to you.
Oh, Bam, believe
it
or not.
And then he never wrote back.
Bam, believe it or not. Girlfriend, Wayne, Sin, Devin, somebody, she's on MySpace, and she said she's been talking to you on MySpace.
Oh,
you
wanna, God. There's about 15
Wayne
of him on MySpace.
I told him
about
the
bullshit.
Yeah. Did you tell him about
I told
McKenzie's?
Him she robbed my house, but yeah. I told him I don't think it was.
No, did you tell him about McKenzie's?
Yeah, I told him. That's why you're mad. But he thinks it's one of his other friends. Yeah, but he's on Xanax. He does shit. So he'll straighten it out, I guess.
Did you tell him about McKenzie saying to me and Tony Hawk were going to show?
That he went
this, this is what
Hawk.
Wayne
I, this
did.
This is why you're
he's
mad.
He's an idiot.
Wayne goes around all over Westchester, and he goes,
you're going to murder.
Yo, I'm Bam's cousin. Like, and then he walks into McKenzie's brewery. I went in there with Missy. There, dude, that was kind of fucked up what you did like 5 months ago. I'm like, what did I do 5 months ago? They're like, you sent your cousin Wayne in, and you said that you and Tony Hawk were showing up with a Ferrari, and they wanted the whole bar roped off, so then we did it, and you never showed up.
And plus, they gave
I'm
him
like,
free
I
beer
fucking
all night.
Hate Wayne.
That kid sucks. I was at a Halloween.
He's
Vito.
He's bipolar, too. When he does Xanax, he does stupid. He exaggerates everybody. Bullshit.
I was at a Halloween party.
He's going to be a PA on Vito's new show, and he went around saying he's going to direct it for $20,000 an episode.
Dude,
he's going to make $100 an episode.
That kid. I hate him.
$250 a day, so it's $12.
I fucking hate him worse.
He doesn't know who I am, but I was at a Halloween party one time, and he was going around like, oh, I'm Vito's, like, and he's saying that he gave like five people at TV show saying he's got his camera crew on the way. And like, oh, yeah, we'll make you famous.
He does get a lot
all
of pussy
stuff.
That way, though, believe it. I have one night stands and stuff.
Oh, dude, those girls must be now. Hating life when they still find out how full of shit he is.
What a loser.
He probably fools all these girls all around the town. Dude, I hope he gets AIDS and dies.
Oh, wow.
Random pussy is the best, though, down the road.
Vito, if he had AIDS, I'd laugh.
I just had
That's how bad I hate Wayne.
I just had to clap.
If he had AIDS and died, I'd laugh.
Is he really working
that's
on your show?
I hate Wayne.
You really have working on your show?
He travels with me. He's all right. Yes, two brothers.
Are you already started?
Did you start
He makes up lies.
Of a
middle of July.
No shit, he makes up lies.
Same time as the animation starts. I think the same.
Wife, because they never got married. They just lived together for over 7 years. So well, by law,
they're supposed to be married.
And then it's her nephew or something. So we're not even related. It's just related by common law marriage. It's like so worthless. He's so
DNA.
Not my cousin. He's such a fucking homo.
Well, DNA, it's not in there. No, Kevin's married now. You're
going to go shoot your DNA because you just took a Viagra?
Well, so I hope you bring in the girls talking about blowjobs. That's the only reason I did. If not, I have to go to Holly Street Cafe.
We talked about you giving somebody a blowjob so that Vito's at the other end popping Viagra's hoping it's going to be him.
Hey, you gonna meet some random dude tonight? Yeah, stay up all night with him?
I thought you said you have a girlfriend.
You got no back in.
I thought you said you have a girlfriend.
She doesn't have serious radio.
What's his name?
She doesn't have serious, so it doesn't matter.
Vito, you might want to reconsider me actually asking your date.
Look
because...
how nice.
Bam, did Missy tell you my beautiful afternoon delight story?
Whose D did you ask?
My boyfriend's.
Well, why don't you ask somebody else's D?
Yeah. Well, because I ended up throwing up all over his, not once, but
because,
twice.
Because he had a sucky Belgium dick.
You need to invest your stock
you
in some new dick.
why don't you ask Oz's D?
Oz is out of my league.
What?
he's like a few jacks,
you know?
Oz, if I were you, I'd bang her out with her losing that 40 pounds, dude.
Her boyfriend won't let me anywhere near.
Look how much her titties hang out now.
Those are major bees.
With a skinny stomach.
Oz, remember the 50th birthday party?
What's it? Yeah, I remember
Lindy was asking about you.
Who? I like Maureen.
One of the waitresses.
Oh, I like
Maureen. Are you talking about the Hooter
guy? Oh, the waitress they asked?
Oh, who is Maureen?
Maureen is your cousin's friend that lives in Maryland.
The manager of the Hooters.
My cousin's friend?
Lisa.
Oh.
Her friend in Maryland.
I was down there.
How do you know her?
I met her at your mom's 50th birthday
party. While you were in California, your mom's fucking 50th birthday. And plus, you didn't even send a gift. 50th birthday party.
Vito.
What the
You say the F word so much that when you mean the F word, it doesn't have any value to it.
I don't, that's just normal conversation. I like
this show. He's like, get some provolone. Some beer. Look at some fucking beer. Give me some fucking beer.
Some provolone?
Provolone cheese, I like. Provolone.
Let me get some fucking veal scallopini.
Would you tell you like locatelli cheese?
Locatelli, I like that too.
Oh, I put that on everything.
Provolone's real good.
It smells like
so
throw up.
It smells like feet and throw up, but it tastes good.
No, it does. Seriously, it smells like so bad.
Yeah, Maureen did ask about you. Thursday night I was down at Dewey Beach because we're doing that, with signing press down there.
At the where are you at, like Secrets or something?
No, Natalie, seriously, why don't you ask Hooters. Somebody else's date?
You're going to Rehoboth Beach?
Rehoboth Hooters. The Hooters Lakes are works there. What the
Yo,
fuck?
Yo, let me know when you go down there next time. I'll go down with you.
There's all fag people at the Grand Slam at Grotto's. Remember Grotto's? There's all faggots in there.
Because you were at Rehoboth Beach.
Did you find a dude with a boot?
I was with Wayne.
Did you find a boy on a boot?
The guy comes up to Wayne and wanted him to weed whack and give him a blowjob. Then he did a lawnscape. They said, want to use a weed whack or a blow pack.
What a stalker.
Punch right in the face for $50 cash. down Grand Slam. We were down there Thursday night.
Brandon Davis would think $50 was Lisa chump
I know.
Miss,
fuck that,
you
dude.
Don't know Maureen.
I want to fight that dude.
Oz's girlfriend. It pisses me off.
I want to fight that
fucker. Just
because he's like,
he's rich. Huh? He doesn't even know the value of money because he never earned a dollar in his life because his parents are all rich
fuck
on
that,
fucking
dude.
Oil.
I'm going to fight Brandon Davis. I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan only has $7 million. Oh, she has an apartment.
At least Lindsay Lohan works. You
at
know?
Least she does something.
Something. Yeah.
He just is in the Hollywood scene because he's rich.
Rich.
At least you're
like, what did he accomplish in life? Nothing.
Bam, dude, he's a sweaty, nice fat fuck.
At least has nice presents.
What?
Friday.
That's your goddamn
she
niece.
It was good. It was Black Friday at Hooters. All the bitches. They opened the Hooters up for us at 10
o'clock. Your niece. That's incest.
They took pictures of us for the
boy. Were you there for her bikini contest?
They made pictures like for this the night.
Vito, have you ever heard of incest?
Oh, you'll see Dana, whatever her name is.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about Lisa. It's your goddamn niece.
Well, she gets drunk.
What?
What a creep.
You're not kidding. I've seen you cop fields on her ass.
You are a creep.
No, I'm not.
Vito, you're a true creep.
You are.
This next song is devoted to Vito.
It's not playtime all the time. What's it about?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I need another Budweiser.
Illabella's gift is from, shut up, for fucking once.
I need Budweiser.
They're from South Carolina. Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang signed them, and this song's called Downer. This is radio officially Don Vito, because he won't shut the fuck up on Radio 28 Facts.
No, Howard Stern's over.
That voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Woo!
I know she made me proud.
to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Sorry about the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. That was Don Vito tripping over cords trying to get a blowjob because he took a Viagra.
Best blowjob ever.
Way to go, Vito.
Looks good, though. You lost 2 minutes of your airtime.
2 minutes, that's a quick blowjob thing.
Well, I can't hear him.
Jesus Christ.
It's not me.
Technical difficulties.
Did you grab different headphones?
No.
No, you're good. We can hear you.
No, he did.
What's the music?
No, no, no. Grab these. They're good.
Shout out to my
dad. Vito.
I think my dad's listening right now.
Shit, is that why they did another song?
This is just a music thing.
Oh, we're still live? I was like, dude, we are fucking up today. Oh my god.
Hey, everyone.
Hey. I was like, they cut to a song already? Like, Jesus Christ.
We're back.
When you fucked on air.
Where's the voice of God?
Like, I was like, Jesus
Christ. Top 1 hour of show.
I have Vito go on the radio for one time. Like, you haven't been on in maybe a year. Unless I call you on the phone. And you fuck up so bad that they cut to a song twice.
1 minute with Don Vito, you keep me away from you. Next time we're up in New York, you had Novak sitting naked in Times Square.
If I had a minute with Don Vito, it would just be a minute of the Howard Stern show.
You have Deco and Calvin. Girls going wild. That's why Dunn don't.
I've listened to that dude's show. It's pretty funny.
I heard Dunn. I heard on your DVD that it's like the beginning is just the filmer flying in.
Yeah,
who cares if the filmer's flying in?
They're changing around. We're getting pussy and breast start.
It shows the filmer that's filming the things, like, intro and the thing, like, all right, I'm flying to Iowa right now to meet up with Dunn and Dunn. Exactly.
That's what I told Dunn. He got mad at me.
Dude's hyping
up.
No one gives a flying fuck where the filmer's going.
Saddam Vito's fuck fest.
Filmer's behind the scenes.
Bitches, dude, there's at least 100 girls got fucked on that tour. And you should show at least 20 of them.
That sounds like 100 lawsuits to me.
This guy does my taxes, too.
Yo. That's different.
I know.
We're bipolar.
So you are good. You are good at doing mine and Bam's taxes.
Did you go to school?
No.
Did you go to school?
He does my taxes.
Huh? He does everything.
That's why he's so pissed that I bought the Lamborghini. Because you could have got 20 Tundras instead. I'm like, why do I want 20 Toyotas?
Who are you talking about $5,000?
Okay, Missy, thanks for getting the bush.
Yeah.
She's trying to pussy whip you. When
you're doing Shit Goose's taxes.
Yes, you are. She would not go get the pussy whip.
Listen, asshole, can you just listen for 1 second?
You've got one of his 1099s.
You still can't stop. Right, let's try to have 10 seconds of silence. Let's see if we can do it. Ready?
You just had 2 minutes.
You can't do it! Seriously, 10 seconds. Just 10 whole seconds.
No,
let's see if we can do it. Ready? Go.
Dude, this is one.
Vito, just
church.
Okay. 3 seconds.
That was a goddamn
Vito, 3 seconds. Ready?
We don't want dead
three
air.
3 silent seconds. No, I want dead air when it's Vito.
I went to the movies.
And
people are praying for the goddamn new goddamn movie that's out.
The Da Vinci Code?
Yes. I went to United 93. People are crying out.
Vito, let's see if we can do this.
And the other goddamn movie, people are praying.
3 seconds.
I've never gone to the movie. 2 years I haven't been to a movie.
3 seconds.
I went with the DuPont.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, and...
Oh,
you can't do it! Why can't you do it?
You're quiet.
All right, just 2 seconds. No. I'll do it with my thumb and then my index finger, and then we're done. Ready?
No.
And go.
A moment of silence.
Javito, shut the fuck up. Ready? Look at me.
No.
Look at me. Ready? What is wrong with you? Dude, you're bipolar.
You are, dude.
Dude, that Budweiser. No, that Viking didn't kick in yet. Wait until it kicks in. Maybe we'll get 3 seconds.
The Viagra already kicked in. That broke the cable.
Yeah, the Viagra kicked in. That's why the fucking cable went unplugged, because he's trying to get a blowjob.
Bam, you're going
to
see Slayer in Camden. June 14th.
I don't know.
Children Bodom Slayer.
No.
Yeah, in Camden at the Tweeter Center.
Come home.
No. Yeah. I got to film. I can't. I got to do Jacket.
Lamb of God.
Oh. I got to do Jacket.
Yo, Bam, do Jacket.
Yeah, when am I getting those Barnabas?
How do you do Jacket? Does that mean you just have to punch yourself in the face or something?
Yo, you not be evil, but yo, do some Jacket.
Yeah, when am I getting my vampire teeth, man?
Yo, man, you're
wrong. I heard you're giving me new teeth. Vampire.
I am.
Yeah, what the fuck's that gonna happen? Plus, you want my pubic hairs?
Shit, let's film that.
Jacket? Not tonight, yeah.
Why not?
Why not? You're lit up. We got the camera rolling.
You gotta do what?
Another day, though.
Vito, let's take a portrait of you tonight.
What are you gonna do? I thought you'd rip my fucking shit off in the goddamn Brazilian wax. Why didn't you save that pubic
hair? No, what were you gonna say? What were you gonna do? To that?
What?
What were you going to do? You were in the middle of something.
What?
You were in the middle of
saying no, I said, I need Bill Scalapini. You don't know what you're... You must be bipolar. Oh, but Missy is trying to push me with me. You had to beg her to go get more Bush. She said, I'm not a, your slave. You're not. You're Scott Neal's slave.
Missy, did you go to Hobbit Hole?
Yes.
What'd you do? Did you drive down there?
I walked.
And I told her to help me help them and help them help me and get us a Bush. And I got to dump it in the Budweiser bottle.
Then he said, dead serious. Missy. If Bam's not pussy, just get him a beer.
If you really loved him, you would go get it.
Oh, you got it. You must be in love. Aww. The wedding's off. Get Bowen.
Oh, that was it smells awful over here.
Already?
Oh, my gosh. What
that's fierce.
That was the second one.
Nat's Yo, Boots. That didn't
think I just blew a speaker. Dude, grab your acoustic and play some rock.
We got
come
like,
on.
We got 3 minutes, man.
Come on.
Come on, Rich.
Oh, we only have 3 minutes?
Yeah, put Bruce Springsteen on.
Six.
So I still want to play Juliet and the Licks.
You can't play Bruce Springsteen? Man, play Bruce Springsteen next week, then.
Bruce Springsteen?
That's like me asking him to play Nine Inch Nails.
Everybody's heard that.
I haven't heard goddamn like that.
It's like me playing Bon Jovi. Like, he's good, but like you could turn on the FM radio and hear it in 5 seconds.
You can hear it on AM.
I want to play shit that no one's heard yet.
Oh, like you're on the edge, I guess. You can't just
what's that? I'm on the Finland edge.
Yo, what's the band you played last week?
Take me to Finland. I couldn't
what am I on?
You're on the edge.
On the what?
You need some provolone. You're on the edge.
Provolone Brown.
The provolone edge.
What is your obsession? He said provolone.
It's Trevor Bone.
I like provolone. They're having Antonio's tomorrow. Where are we going? High Street down there?
Yeah. Let's go there. You got their new liquor.
Next week, play Bruce Wayne. Are you going to be in town next week?
You're a handful.
I'm supposed to be out of town this week. I'm surprised he's still here.
His bipolar friend went.
It's hard to have Vito on the radio because he seriously does not know how to shut the fuck up. He couldn't even shut up for 2 seconds.
And now not even a thumb up and a finger up. Like
2 seconds couldn't even.
I heard
go
about
by.
The animation of my fucking vampire.
Rich, were you here for this? He can't do it. That's look, okay. I'm telling you. Ready? I'm gonna put my thumb up and then my index.
Baby, got people listening.
Ready? No. 2 seconds of dead air. Ready?
I'm out of push. No, bam, you don't have time. You have
shut
2 seconds. No.
And
shut up.
Go.
One. Two.
Is dead air 7 seconds?
Missy's doing good. She has backup.
Is dead air 7 seconds?
She has backup.
Beer. 1 second is dead air.
The wedding's on. Let's get married.
I'm not marrying you.
Bam's wedding.
Does Missy understand your mathematical equation?
Yeah, for 12 hours.
What's your mathematical equation?
She said she'd rather fly coach and go first class and travel me for 12 hours. Just so you know.
What's your mathematical equation?
Beer plus ice equals ice cold beer. And some people
dude, you didn't make a t-shirt like that.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Someone probably is doing it right now because you just said that. It's probably too late now.
Let's go to BamMargera.com.
Let's go to Juliet Lewis and the Licks. This is track
the show now! The show's over.
Radio Don Vito, 28th Faction.
Wait, is that it?
Oh, Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it off.
I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
Aren't you going to eat your pepper shit ass?
Yeah, I will. That's
what, you don't even put the thing on.
I don't know how to work these stupid things.
It's what common sense. You put the microphone to your mouth.
Banimation?
You put it on backwards.
Banimation?
Right. Are you going to be in the cartoon?
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
Are you going to be able to shut the fuck up every once in a while?
Well, I got to read a thing.
Or am I going to have to call the cartoon Don Vito and friends?
The outcome.
Yo, the Acapulco. Don't you have your new show? When do you start your new
middle
show?
Middle of July, just like the Batman.
Dude, if you have that fucking faggot Wayne in, dude, I hope your sales go down the tubes, dude.
Where are you filming that?
Get more than two stags on the background. New York, they said.
You're going to have him in the background?
Well, PA, like, getting shit, get me Budweiser. At least he knows beer plus ice equals ice cold beer. He doesn't know that.
You
know,
he's going to get fired.
Of course he knows that. He's a fucking loser. Like, that's all he knows how to do, and take pills.
I thought.
And then give you pills. They're going to wind up in the hospital for 3 months, and then you come crying to Phil and Abe. And then when you get out, you start.
You better relax. Yeah. You relax.
I'm relaxed.
Go see my mom.
He's
going to
get fired.
Go see my mom tomorrow. Seriously, and keep her. Tell her to stay around for another season.
Another season?
Yes, tell her.
She doesn't want to be on TV.
Yeah, no, she tell her to hang around and watch. Because she's right now just working and talking. Serious. Are we on?
Do you sip on beer when you go over there?
Yeah, I bought her one. She needs beer.
Did she really drink a beer?
Yes.
She never drinks.
She had a mudslide downstairs.
Mudslides are nothing.
That's a clue, though.
Yeah, but like she had a true beer. Yes.
Beer, but she wanted one.
Was it an ice cold beer?
Bring her one tomorrow. There you go.
Was it an ice cold beer?
Yeah, it came out of my truck. It was more than ice cold. I didn't have no ice.
You didn't know the equation.
No, I took it from my house. So I wasn't.
You made up the equation.
I don't have ice in my Tundra.
So you don't know the equation.
If I had a Lamborghini, I would put an ice chest in it, but I have a Tundra.
I think I have an ice chest.
All right, well, give it to me. I'll keep it in there for the next time.
Want to hear some Narco?
Yeah, I'm on Boaz.
We have to say goodbye.
I like Narco. Yeah, I did you hear the opening for Narco? I did something for Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what did he say?
I woke up.
And then he's like, CKY likes Narco. Yeah. No, CKY likes Narco. CKY is Narco.
I woke up the baby.
You woke the baby? It was Kelly Mae.
Yeah, she's. Because it went all the way upstairs and the baby was
up. She was fed up about
Phil was glad because he wanted to see the baby.
Yeah.
Have you seen the baby?
No, CKY likes Narco. No shit. CKY is Narco.
Well, Shitbirds is a Narco, so with an added few.
Dude, Narkill's like a bunch of people. Like, sometimes it's me and Jess and Rich. Sometimes it's Rich
anything.
And Shitbird and Jess. Yeah. Sometimes it's D. Camello and
new shit's awesome.
Well, they're talking about G.G. Allen on YSP, and they said CKY likes G.G. Allen.
Yeah.
When's the Narkill come out? When's that come out?
He has a new DVD or something, G.G. Allen.
When's the Narkill come out?
We still don't know yet. Because we have some new songs that Deco didn't freestyle to yet, so. Oh, yeah, by the way, Narkill is Brandon DiCamello completely freestyling the songs. He has no idea about the beat. He just says, hit record, and then it goes. So now it's time to say goodbye. You ready to say goodbye, Vito? Do you have a hard-on yet from your Viagra you took?
Pepperoni. Phil Scalapini.
You gonna try to
are we on right now? I don't know what's going.
You want me to wheel you when over here so she can't get through the door? She's not gonna be able to get past
Natalie. I lost 60 pounds.
Climb through the window.
Yeah, and you gained it back.
No, I didn't. I only like gained 10 back.
All right, let's go to High Street Cafe.
You
said? You got their liquor license.
Are we done?
Yeah.
How do we say goodbye?
I'm gonna say goodbye by playing some Narco. All
right, took a
second. Say goodbye. Jesus Christ, just play Narco. I'll see you guys
later.
See ya.
mortal sin. Mortal, behold, listen to me now. Matt Cole Hole, it's got gold. Stick your dick, it's called your axe pick. In his fucking mouth, I'm sure that he will lift like a bird that flies in the sky tonight. He will summon his bird. They will fight and kick the jewels from your crusty cleft. You can scream it down, but you know I'm coming next. Christmas Eve, what's up your sleeve? Dirty fucking dick or a piece of sweet bee? Who can believe? Rich bros will see. While he's fucking drunk driving late at night, breathe. Wake up, throw up, puke your ass. Eat Chinese food, you're gonna shit your ass. Till you explode down the side of the road. General South don't care, he won't know. His armies are ready to destroy your guts. Your intestine smells like dirty butts. Faggots, fuel the fire you love. You just earned the fucking golden glove. Just bend inside your fucking palm of your hand. And you don't want to stand. For this, this piss, it's nothing you want. And it's ridiculous, it's not the lick. It's a kiss goodbye. You could be a shit bird, launch off in the sky. You can fly around next to the square mall. You can suck my ass and I will lick your balls. Stand 10 feet tall, desire is there. You can be the fucker with no hair. Shave it off your nuts so they look real big. Whack them on a tree, then you break a swing. Big, I have a hole you must dig. 18 wheels, boy, that means a big ass ring.
Radio. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.